the beginning of chapter 8. Paul finally, Paul said, I know that within me. And he said, parenthetically, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. What Paul was trying to say, praise God, that I've tried everything. I've tried to do everything I can to satisfy this flesh. You know, you can't do it. Nowhere. But then Paul, it's almost, and I know the light bulb had gone on the Damascus Road, but Paul got to that 8th chapter. Then he said, there is therefore, no, I'll just put the word in there, there is therefore now no condemnation. Condemn not walk after the Spirit. So when we make up our minds, when we make resolutions, God honored resolutions. Let's make them, praise God, not with the mind to stop. Let's make them, praise God, that's going to be spiritual. And let's make them where we know that there's going to be some sacrifice. You have to crucify this flesh. I know it's hard. I've been there. I know it's hard. But guess what? With Jesus Christ, all things are possible. Amen. To them that believe. I know, I think this thing done died on me. There might be somebody in here. There might be somebody in here. That haven't given their life to Jesus Christ. This is, we're still in the new year. This is only the 10th day. And the man that I know, the man that I know is still standing. Still knocking. Bidding you to come. You know who that man is? Oh, that's him.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles. 100.1.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate His death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
What we are experiencing on today, in the 30th number of the Psalm, I want to read 4 verses from Psalm number 30. That psalm says to us, which is a psalm of David. Again, at verse 4, it says, sing praises to the Lord, his saints of his, and give thanks as a remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. For a little while. other side of midnight. On the other side of midnight. You may be seated. And so let me begin by saying that as we look at what's going on in the world today, we must admit that the United States of America, as well as our world, is going through a dark period. We're going through a time when an invisible virus is killing folk all over the world, and there's no cure. We're in what we call a pandemic, not an epidemic. We're facing a dark period in our world and in our nation, and because of this, we don't know what the future of our nation will be like, but even if we don't know what the future holds, I thank God that as a songwriter says many things about tomorrow, I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. And so that's why I believe as we come together this morning as soldiers of the cross, we must still be thankful and do as the psalmist says, Psalm 100, he say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and we ought to enter his gates with thanksgiving. Why? Because no matter what we are facing right now, our God is still able. He's able to see us through. He hadn't lost any power yet. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as the writer in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it gives us the answer to our deliverance. For it tells us, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. All my brothers and sisters, it is praying time. It is time for the church to come together in prayer, not to scatter in fear. Are you with me here? And so, my brothers and sisters, this morning I hope to encourage somebody by telling everybody that despite the darkness we face in our nation and even the many trials and tribulations that we may have encountered or perhaps will encounter on life's journey, that's on the other side of midnight, the morning is coming. And so as we make our way toward the text with your prayers, as we talk on that subject on the other side of midnight, I need to tell us that Psalm 30 is a psalm of David that many believe was sung at the dedication of the temple known as the House of David. But now the theme of this psalm is actually the blessedness of answered prayer. Because in this psalm, we note that the psalmist gives thanks to God for delivering him from a great affliction after his presumption that because of his prosperity, he could not be moved. Notice he said in verse 6, in my prosperity, I said, I shall not be moved. But now the psalmist soon found out, as most of us do in time, and that is there are some things that can come into our life that no amount of money can pay our way out. No amount of intelligence can figure our way out, and no amount of material possession can bring healing and deliverance in troubled times. But as we look today and see what we are going through, right now people are scrambling. They're trying to do everything they can. But no matter if you're rich or poor, amen, we still face with the same thing. Are you here with me? And so this psalmist David, he learned this lesson. He learned a lesson, and perhaps we will learn too, that sometimes when God's children prosper one way, they usually try another way. But now this psalm, again, I say, is still a psalm of praise rather than a psalm of complaint, because in this psalm, the psalmist is thanking God and praising God for the blessedness of answered prayer. Because on the other side of midnight, yes, Lord, David tells us that the morning is coming. He understood that the morning was coming because in Lamentation 3:22, we need to understand that it says that when the morning comes, the Lord have new mercies with each morning. Every morning that we make up, God gives us some brand new mercies. We don't have to rely on the mercies of yesterday. But in the morning, he's going to give us some brand new mercies. Mercies, amen, that we need to face every day and every problem that we must go through. But you know, I found something out, y'all heard me say this again when I first started this, midnight doesn't belong to yesterday nor tomorrow. It's just midnight. Because at midnight tonight, it won't be Sunday or Monday, it'll just be midnight. Because midnight is really between yesterday and tomorrow, last night and in the morning. But now just a half second after midnight tonight, guess what? It will be the beginning of a brand new day. Now it'll still be dark, but it's still the beginning of a brand new day. But still midnight is between yesterday and tomorrow, last night and in the morning. You know what? Sometimes I believe you'll agree with me that life can be like that. Because many times we find ourselves somewhere between burdens and blessings, breakdowns and breakthroughs. But the psalmist says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Because no matter how dark our midnight may be, the good news is that the morning is coming. Now, I ought to have some witnesses here today, because I believe all of us at some point in our lives, we've experienced the dark hour of a midnight crisis. And if you haven't, I tell you what you do, just keep on living. I'm talking about those times when trouble seem to constantly knock at your door. Those times when the days seem short and the nights seem long. But the Bible reveals that God is at work at midnight. Because our midnight doesn't belong to yesterday or tomorrow, but our midnight belongs to God. For instance, when the children of Israel were down in Egypt, they were in the midnight of slavery. But God delivered the final blow for their breakthrough at midnight. For the Bible says in Exodus 12:29, and it came to pass that at midnight the Lord struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt that was not covered by the blood. And Israel was delivered from the midnight of slavery to the sunrise of new freedom and new beginning. Well, perhaps somebody here this morning, yes, Lord, is experiencing a midnight crisis in your life. And I might say that we are all facing a midnight crisis. But now maybe your midnight crisis, it could be a loss of job. It could be a lack of money or sickness in your body. Or maybe it could be the loss of a loved one. Perhaps some type of addiction or a recent messy divorce or some other devastating experience. And maybe you've been praying to God for a long time for deliverance. But the Lord seemed to be turning a deaf ear on your prayer. Well, I stopped by the Mount Island Missionary Baptist Church on my way to heaven to encourage somebody to hold on and don't give up. Because on the other side of midnight, I tell you, the morning is coming. It's coming because our midnights won't last always. Help me out and look at somebody and say, neighbor, hold on and don't give up because the morning is coming in your situation. I tell you, it's coming because, my brothers and sisters, no matter how dark our midnights may be, I believe if you would just take a moment, and if you would look back over your life and just think about how far the Lord have already brought you, it will give you a sense of new hope as well as new strength. And then it will cause your sadness to give over to joy. Now, the reason your sadness will turn to joy is because as you look back over your life, and think about how God has lifted you up and out of many dangers, toils, and snares. And then you realize that some of the trouble and trials in your life were self-inflicted. But nevertheless, God delivered you anyhow. It will cause the praise to fall from your lips and thanksgiving to fill your heart. And it will also help you to stand firm and realize that the morning is coming with its sparkling sunrise of refreshment. But in the meantime, as Christian brothers and sisters, as we face the dark hour of this pandemic, we must remember that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so in the meantime, we just got to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. We must acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct our path. Are you with me here? My brothers and sisters, we got to understand, just because we are Christians, we're not exempt from the pitfalls of life. And that's why we need to trust in the Lord. And so because of our unity and prayer for one another, prayer for our world, this loneliness of soul, this desolation of spirit, it shall be removed. And the divine delight of deliverance will shine again. Because again, I say, we've been made endure for a night. But joy comes in the morning. But you know, many times when we find ourselves in a midnight crisis, sometimes we begin to wonder, Lord, how long the night? Because many times when trouble comes into our lives, it seems as if God has gone on a long vacation and his chariots of deliverance is taking too long. And that's why old man Job declared in the midst of his midnight crisis, he said, oh, if I knew where I might find him, that I might come to his seat. He said, I present my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. Because Job wasn't aware of the fact that there wasn't an invisible war going on all around, but God was there all the time, and he was in control of everything happening in his life. My brothers and sisters, we are in an invisible war right now with an invisible virus. But I tell you, God is still in control. God knows what's going on. Point is, for Job, God was only allowing Satan to test him. And even today, God is allowing Satan to test us. And let me say to us today that you can't have a testimony without first going through some tests. And so sometimes our midnight crisis may be a message of God's will for our lives in order to strengthen our faith and demonstrate to us his mighty, this sustaining power. But now other times, the reason God doesn't bring immediate deliverance is because he doesn't want some of us to get the big head, so to speak, because of our gifts and our abilities. For instance, God took old man Paul to the third heaven, and Paul saw some things that no man had ever seen. But to keep Paul from getting beside himself, God allowed a messenger of Satan to attack his body with a terrible affliction. And Paul said he prayed to the Lord three times for deliverance. But God's answer to Paul's prayer was not deliverance, but he said, my grace is sufficient, for my strength is made perfect in human weakness. And moreover, there are other times when our midnights can be a message of God's anger. But even so, the text says in verse 5, for his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life, because weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. While at other times, our midnight crisis, it may be the halfway point between our burdens and our breakthrough. For instance, in Acts chapter 16, we find Paul and Silas in prison. There they were shackled and bound. But instead of having a pity party and complaining, the Bible says that at midnight, they began to sing and pray. And all of a sudden, there was an earthquake that caused the foundation of the prison to be shaken. And immediately the doors flew open and the chains fell from their bodies. And there they were standing as free men. And so in the same way this morning, somebody who may be in a midnight crisis, you need to hold on because you might be right at the halfway point of your breakthrough. And so instead of complaining and throwing a pity party, you need to hold on by praying and praising the Lord for his mercy and his grace. Because on the other side of midnight, the day star will light its light again. Because our midnights, it won't last always. And so as I try and move to the close, I want to encourage somebody here today who may be experiencing a midnight crisis in your life. And then I want to warn someone else who may not be experiencing a midnight crisis in your life. I need to tell us that in life we're either heading toward a storm, we're either in a storm, or we're coming out of a storm. And that's why either way you ought to keep on trusting in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Because on the other side of midnight, heartaches will be mended. Bow down heads will be lifted up. On the other side of midnight, heavy burdens will be eased and sorrows will turn to joy. On the other side of midnight, the coronavirus will be conquered. But sometimes you just got to wait on the Lord. And waiting, we must realize that we are in a spiritual warfare. And because we are in a spiritual war, there may be some casualties in the war. But I heard old man Job declare again in the midst of his midnight crisis. He said, all the appointed time, I'm just going to wait on the Lord. I'm going to wait until my change come. Because he may not come when you think he ought to show up. But whenever he shows up, he's always right on time. Because the darkest hour is just before the dawn of a brand new day. But before I leave you, I need to tell you why I'm so confident that the morning is coming in each of our midnight crises, and even in the midst of this corona thing. Well, it's because one Friday on a hill called Calvary, Jesus, the bishop of my soul, Jesus, the author of my salvation, he hung, bled, and died for the sin of the world. Then he was buried in Joseph's brand new tomb, and he laid there all night Friday evening, all the way up to midnight Saturday night, while his disciples were hiding in fear for their lives. But it was somewhere between 12 midnight and early Sunday morning that new hope appeared on the horizon as a new day began to dawn. Because bright early Sunday morning, Jesus got up from the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And you know, one day at the name of Jesus, every knee gonna bow of those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth, and every tongue gonna confess that Jesus, he is Lord to the glory of God. Even the coronavirus is gonna have to bow, because the God we serve, he's able to do anything but fail. Ain't God all right? It's because he lived. I can face tomorrow because Jesus lived. All fear is gone. I may not know what tomorrow gonna bring, but one thing I do know is who holds my hand. And one of these old days, when this life is over, I don't know about you, but I want to hear the welcome voice saying, servant, well done. You've been faithful over a few things, so just come on up. It's a little bit higher. I'll make you faithful over many things. And in that day, there'll be no more heartaches and no more pain, no more sickness and no more death, no more pandemics and no more tears falling from my eyes, because God will wipe every tear from my eyes. Ain't God all right? But in the meantime, as the virus looms across this world and the nation, whole countries and cities are closing down, and people are uncertain about tomorrow. But I'm going to trust in the Lord to see me through, because on the other side of midnight, I tell you, the morning is coming with healing and deliverance. And if deliverance doesn't come, I don't know about you, but I'm persuaded that nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Ain't God all right? So be not dismayed when trouble arises. Just hold on and wait on the Lord. For the Bible says, say, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll just mount up on wings just like eagles. They'll run and they won't get weary. They'll walk and they won't faint. So we just got to wait on the Lord, because his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. And weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy comes in the morning. And this joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. This joy that I have, a virus can't take it away. Yeah, Lord, so I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Do you know him this morning? Have you tried him for yourself? Won't he make a way out of no way? Yes, Lord. Trust in God. We're in some uncertain times right now, but it's like we're in the midnight crisis. But I'm telling you, the morning coming. The morning is coming. We don't know when, but the morning is coming. We might be almost there now, but we got to hold on. We got to take precaution. Amen. As we go through this midnight, you remember the Israelites? Sent the death angel through. Guess what they did? They didn't go to the temple, but they all went to their houses. And they were covered by the blood. And they prayed and they ate the lamb and waited until that death angel. Because we don't just have to come to the building to pray. We need to pray at home. When you get at home, you can pray. Don't you know God hear your prayer at the house? You just got to come here to pray. He hear you out in the woods. You can be walking down the highway. Anywhere you, guess what? He's everywhere. Huh? So this is not the church. I know y'all call this the church. This is not the church. This is where the church meet. You are the church. You are the church. Are you with me? And wherever there are two or three I'm trying to hush. Wherever there are two or three together, in my name, God said, I'll be a God in their midst. So let's not fright. At this time, we extend the invitation. Maybe there's somebody in here.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week.